Hello and welcome. I'm Alexander.
I'm Simon.
And I'm Haney.
We are Native in Tech, covering the latest from the IT industry with a specific focus on Microsoft and how to get actual value from technology. This is episode 312, a very, very special episode. You will be able to find this and our previous episodes on nativeintech.com, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, and just about everywhere else. So how do we do this? Where do we start? And how do we do this?
Where?
Has anybody had a thought?
No.
Let's just say it's been a journey that started almost 8.5 years ago. And as we have said in many other podcasts, it's remarkable how it coincides with other things in my life. So we are as old as my daughter. We have the same anniversary as me and my wife.
That is slightly disturbing. I know.
And we have spent thousands of hours recording podcasts. We have celebrated 300 episodes. We have survived longer than a week. We have done video. Yay. We are on YouTube. We have done live recordings where we actually have been alive and the audience have been alive as well.
True story.
We have,
even after the recording.
Exactly.
Well, it was a hit and miss there, but yes. Yeah.
We have done more merch than anyone could possibly imagine. And we have spent our life savings.
Don't go there. Don't go there. No, no. We're not talking about the amount of money we put in tech. Let's not.
Gadgets.
So knee-deep in tech is really knee-deep in our savings. Yeah, that one. One of us had the fortune of coming in at a time when we had pretty much bought most of the stuff and already made most of the expensive mistakes.
Yeah.
So I just showed up and followed along.
You rocked up and said, yeah, I can be part of this.
Yeah.
But we have reached the end of the line.
Yeah.
It is so weird to say it, but the fact that it makes me very happy to say that we have come to the end of the line. It's such a bizarre feeling. I mean, on one side, it's 8.5 years of my life which is ending. But on the other side, it feels so good because I think we're done. Mm-hmm. We've done everything that we can, and it feels like it would be just downhill from here, and nobody wants that.
No, just imagine think about how much the world has changed since we started, and in ways we couldn't foresee. And I think we have experienced both the podcast era that turned into COVID.
Yep.
Not blaming the podcast for COVID.
That turned into more podcasts, self-perpetuating loop.
Yeah. And we have changed. I think that's an important thing as well. Like when you and I started, Alex, we were knee-deep in tech. We were still doing a lot of those things. We had a different view on technology and what we enjoyed doing and talking about, and that has since transitioned into something new, something exciting. Haney has always been great at everything she has done, so
true.
I just show up. I think we went over that already.
Yeah, but like we have experienced a lot. We have changed. We neither of us could foresee what we achieved, and I think we are at a place where, like, and to be very honest, I think we all have had thoughts on when are we going to stop at some point. We have changed things along the way, but it's also about giving back to the audience, because that's in reality that's why we're here. And for me, not being able to deliver my absolute best every time and have time to like acknowledge all the great feedback we have received. And like we know that hundreds of people are spending time every week, and then we need to deliver what we think is the best possible quality. And we have always had the best possible audio quality, thanks to Alexander, and like 100,000 Swedish kroners, at least.
Yeah, again, and let's not go there.
Hundreds of hours of editing.
Yeah.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Tens, thousands.
So now I think it's time to do something new. Not promising that we will do anything new. But
No.
We will never speak to each other again.
You know what the irony is? I'm reasonably sure that we are going to be spontaneously talking more to each other.
I think so too.
Now that we don't have these fixed times for recording and such. But as you said, Simon, it really dawned on me the other day when we had made the decision that, hey, Knee Deep in Tech is no longer representative of who we are and what we do. 8 years is a long time. And both the world has changed. We have changed. Everything has changed in good ways and in bad ways. But I mean, that's the only constant. That is change. So exciting in looking back at what we've achieved from the, let's just say, less than stellar early episodes to some of the in my perspective, very insightful and interesting conversations that we've had. I've learned so much from dealing with the two of you and with Tony. It's kind of weird because we did the episode 300 where we did the reminiscing and all those things, and now it's 12 episodes later. And we're
seems like it's
sort of kind of done. If we had thought about it, we might have called it quits at 300, but we were busy just going 180.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for me, I guess it's been a little bit of a shorter ride than for the two of you. But I would say that maybe there has been as much change for me in the shorter time that there has been for you, because, you know, I was the one who's like, podcasts, what are you talking about?
but
why would anyone want to listen to anything?
but for me
this has been an amazing road as well.
But Alex, I think you know this. What episode did Haney join? Because you have been part of like half of it, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, we recorded that.
Not quite half. I think it was 200 something.
200 something, yeah. So it's been easily over 100 episodes, yeah. if not even more than that. So yeah, we've been at this for
I'm proud of that
for a while.
It's been years, like
yes.
and you have been part of most of the major changes we have done, because I think that's also we have tried to figure out the best possible format. And it's always been for listeners and viewers. Like, how do we make it better, more valuable? And like, I think we have improved. I think the new format is also an improvement. But I also think that all three of us want to deliver the absolute best every single day in everything we do.
I'd have to agree. And yes, I think that this is going to sound corny and philosophical, but we've been searching for quite a while in trying to find our way. And I realized that we have been asking the wrong question, because we come back to Knee Deep in Tech. We are no longer looking at work in technology from that perspective. We have another view on it, and it doesn't really fit the overarching theme of Knee Deep in Tech. Yes, with enough force, you can force a square peg into a round hole, but it it's been chafing for a while. Something has not been quite the way we wanted it to. And this sort of kind of makes sense, I think.
Well,
so yeah, that was episode 3.
Yes, we're done. What's next?
Yeah, but just Haney, you can answer the obvious question. Have we fallen out? Have you had enough of me and Alexander? No, sorry. Just answer the first question and not the second one.
No. No, definitely not. There's nothing like that. I'm definitely going to miss these moments when we join together and chat about things. And I think now we just get to do it a little more freeform. So I'm hoping we get to connect, even though Simon is often in a little bit of a different part of the world than me and Alexander, talking about events and stuff where we like naturally meet. But I do hope we find some overlap, because like this is one of the best times of my weeks. So I'm going to miss this.
One thing that I just realized that we didn't really cover during the episode 300, and I might as well cover it now. This has very little to do with tech, but there is no drama here. We did not fall out, as Simon said, but there have been times through these 8 years where I have seriously considered drowning Simon. And
me only slightly, I think.
Yeah. And Haney, I love you to death, but sometimes you're incapable of structuring your way out of a paper bag.
I know.
That was harsh.
Everyone who knows me knows that.
But it's true. But and I mean, I can be extremely demanding and extremely set in my ways. So we all have our quirks, but I've learned so much about myself, about you, how to make it work over these 8 years. And I think that is the single most important thing that I take with me. And having had these wonderful friendships survive this is pretty cool. Yeah. We've seen a lot of the bad sides of each other, but still we're here and reasonably happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do think that we, over the years, we have been able to align and adapt to the different ways we work. And what we like and dislike with each other, and figured out a way where everyone have invested in themselves. Like, we have had discussions on, Simon, why can't you just add your notes on time? Work out.
It can't be that hard. Work
out your effing DNS.
Yes, that could be one podcast in its own, Simon's DNS. It's never going to work, but it's going to be there.
Yeah. I think that goes for DNS in general.
True.
And also, like, that's something that I've said to you, Alex, on many occasions, and which I think I'm very impressed by, like, the way you have changed as a person, not only through the podcast, but I think that's one of the areas where you can definitely feel and sense a huge change. So if we will be looking back in a couple of years and looking at the Knee Deep in Tech era, like, it have affected us more than I see now, I think.
The realization that like 1,000 people decide to spend time listening to what we say is extremely humbling.
Yeah.
And having people come up to us at events, the most bizarre experience for me was at an airport, and a guy that I don't know, and I'm terrible with names, just comes up and goes, "Hey, you're Alexander, right?" "Yeah. Now what did I do?" "Well, I really like the podcast. Thanks for an awesome podcast." And he walked off, and I just went, "What the hell just happened?" So I never thought that would be something that were to happen to me. So I'm extremely thankful. And why? Why would you do that?
Have you had any of those moments, Haney? Like where your podcasting stardom has really shined through?
No.
Thank you for the very direct answer. Not maybe to that extent, like in a kind of a, like a context outside of, you know, an unexpected context in a way. But at events, there's occasionally people who come up and are like, oh, I listened to your podcast. You're one of the people there. Mm. It's like, yeah. And the other part is, of course, like having had the chance to do the live recordings at events. That's like, why? Well, what were you thinking?
And we have actually had audiences. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and audiences. Yeah. And we have been invited back. And I think that's something that I could imagine doing. Like, I don't think we are like a rock band that splits up and never gets back on stage. Because I'm...
we're going to do a comeback
tour. Of course. I see the t-shirts.
I was afraid you'd say that.
Yeah, but that's also something we have talked about. Like, I'm incredibly proud of the Knee Deep in Tech brand. Like, we have talked about this. How did we even come up with the name? And how you've whipped up the logo. And that, like, that's one of the things that when I see someone that I don't know with a Knee Deep in Tech sticker on their laptop.
Oh, yeah.
Like, or super famous people that I admire that have Knee Deep in Tech on their laptops. Or when you see...
About the story in Oslo probably 5 or 6 years ago. I was speaking at the Data Saturday Oslo, or SQL Saturday as it was called. And afterwards we had some beers and some hot dogs with some people from the event and a couple of speakers, and a guy sits down next to me and looks at my shirt, and I was wearing this shirt, and he went, "Oh, that's a really cool shirt. Where did you buy that?" Yeah. And I went, "What do you mean? Oh, you do know that it's a super cool podcast, right? And I really like the logo." And I said, "Yeah, so do I. I made it actually." So that was absolutely hilarious. Yeah. That's one of the interesting amazing. Effects of having an audio-only podcast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
One of the biggest names on YouTube is the lock-picking lawyer, a guy that does lock sports, picking locks. He has millions of followers, and he's never shown his face. Mm. So you only see his hands, and you hear his voice in his video. So... you don't necessarily need to show your mug, even if we decided to do that for the last couple of episodes. So, yeah.
We didn't decide. You decided that, hey, we are recording video and I'm posting it on YouTube. Which...
As we were deciding that we were going to do YouTube, yeah.
Yeah.
The royal
But I think it worked out pretty well.
It worked out pretty well.
For the short while it lasted.
Yeah.
It worked out much better than I thought.
Yeah.
Much better than I thought. And one thing that I can take away from that is the dynamics between us gets across much better with video. I find myself rewatching some parts of episodes because the dynamic between us is kind of cool. So back to what you said, Simon, absolutely coming and doing sort of kind of special episodes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure both of you know who Richard Campbell is. A bit of a staple in the dev community and has been doing Run as Radio for, I don't know, 130-something years. Sorry, Richard, you're not quite that old. But you can always find him in a sound booth at Techorama, for instance. He's always recording interviews and episodes at large events. Now, granted, he's a couple of hundred times bigger than we ever were.
Yes.
But it's doable. Yeah. And I'm sure that in a while, a couple of years, we might come back as the knee deep in tech trio again. Yeah. So we'll see.
And we will stay knee deep in tech still.
Yeah.
Like we have thousands of stickers.
I will have stickers with me if you see me. So come get some.
For sure.
So what's next?
But what else?
What happens
because
now?
You know,
what will we do when we have
some time?
So I might as well give you the numbers. I mean, I hadn't realized how much time I spend. I spend more than you do simply because I do the mixing and the video and the audio. It's not me saying that you should have done more. It's just a statement of fact. And I realized when I did the math. So research, putting in notes, writing blog posts, doing mixing, all those things, between 5 and maybe 9 hours per week, that adds up. So that is a sizable chunk of time that I am getting back.
And I'm so grateful that I don't work with data, so I don't need to figure out how many hours that is over 8.5 years.
Have you done that multiplication, Simon? Otherwise, I'm sure you can ask your daughter.
Probably. But I only live one policy renewal at a time. So, and it's long turnaround times in Intune. So, yeah.
So, yeah, what are you going to do with the extra time?
Well, nothing quite set in stone yet. As if you know me, you know that I kind of find opportunities and I often say yes to if I'm offered opportunities. But that might be also why I ended up here in the first place, that I just happened to say yes to something that I thought I might not be very good at particularly. But that leads to what next? I do have some thoughts. And I'm not sure I'm going to share more than that at the moment. But maybe doing something with the style of things that I do and pull that together to be something new. Yeah.
I mean, the wallflower Finnish girl that I met all those years ago, who would never in a million years have been caught dead in a podcast, much less something on YouTube, kind of did a pretty darn good job, I have to say.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
as you should. I mean, it's been an absolute blast. Simon, well, yeah. So what are you going to do, Simon?
I have a fun one.
Since I'm so good at saying no to things, I'm known for that.
You are not.
No, but I hope that I will be able to spend this time making the thousands of other things I do better, because that is my goal. Like, I want to do less things with higher quality. Still do the same things, but spend that extra hour on either my family or creating that presentation or do that meeting that I haven't had time to do. But I will be careful with this time, because it's been time well spent. We have had so many good laughs, most of them while we weren't recording.
True story.
So I will be careful with what I do with this time, just to ensure that I make the best possible use of it. Probably send in my notes in time.
Probably
to the now defunct podcast.
But it takes 8 years for me to learn something new, so
not gonna bite. But yes.
Yeah.
And speaking
about
of 8 years,
what about you, Alexander?
Yeah.
Well, so this last weekend was kind of interesting because after making the decision last week, it felt like a big weight had lifted from my shoulders. So clearly this was the right choice for me and for us right now. And I had a lot of energy, and I decided to tear one of my sessions that I never really liked to absolute shreds and put it back together again, because nice. I really wanted to work on that session. I haven't felt that for quite a while. So, I mean, I'm going to echo what Simon said. It's easy to just take this new chunk of time and fill it with stuff. And that's fine. But as long as you do it with in a deliberate fashion. And I think that's, now I'm going to sound very old. The older I get, the more I realize the value of making deliberate choices. I can absolutely choose to work my ass off for something, or I can choose to lie on the sofa for 2 days. Either is fine as long as I choose to do it. Just don't be a passenger in your own life, because you've so many things in your calendar, you can't see the forest for all the trees, pretty much. And I just realized, Simon, these are 8 effing years old, because these were the first things we bought. And I don't think I have any other clothing that is that old.
No, and it's not really true.
I still haven't.
You don't have one.
able to get myself into a black shirt, but maybe now? Maybe now I have to, just for sentimental reasons, I have to get one for myself as well.
Yeah. But it's not really true, because, and this is a well-hidden secret, all of my shirts have another brand below the Knee Deep in Tech logo. So they can't be from where we started, because...
This one is the original, dude. So yeah, but don't...
Because you,
don't,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But I've watched it, though.
Yeah, we have watched it. But you haven't lost almost 30 kilos since we started as well.
That is probably true. Yeah. We had a lot more Simon when we started.
We had a lot more Simon. That is true. But yeah, but the logo has been with us, and the same black shirts have been with us for many, many years. And I'm very proud when I use it. And I... choose it deliberately at many occasions, and it's been through all the things, and I think we have celebrated like all the fun things we have done over the years. So in an attempt not to overrun too much on the last episode, but we must,
for
because
the very
that's really
last time. Wow.
But I think the final things we should say is, and I will give you some seconds to think about this. What would you like to say to our listeners? And I have 3 things. So while I say my 3 things, you can think about yours. First, I forgot all 3 of them. No, first and foremost, thank you for all the wonderful feedback that you all have sent in to us, especially the ones of you that sent in feedback on the episodes about my brain. because I've received so many good feedbacks after that, and people that have recognized parts of it and really been very encouraging. So thank you for that. But also thank you to everyone else that have sent in feedback over the years. Second, I would love if all of you out there sent in your best memories of what we have done. What is your favorite episode? Is there any particular thing that we have done? Your best memories. I think that would be super valuable for all of us. And the last thing, and we have made this for you. That's been our intention from the very beginning. We wanted to share our views, our learnings with a greater audience in a way that we, or at least I felt, I couldn't do through blogging. So to all of our listeners, thank you. Please send in your best memories of us. And thank you for all the wonderful feedback over the years.
So, Haney, what's your take here?
I'm not sure I can say anything but I think we should just say thank you to anyone who took the time to listen to us and found anything we said valuable, and hopefully it managed to help you in some way, whether it be understanding a technical topic or getting some insights into some of the non-technical topics that we actually covered over the years as well. And maybe it gave you some new insight about your career, or helped you in whatever it might be for you. So I find it incredible that there's some people who have been listening to us over and over again. And like, I guess there must be some value there. Because why else would people do that? So I'm just really mm-hmm. grateful for everyone who has listened over the years.
And I can only echo the two of you. Thank you for spending your limited time with us. Thank you for making the choice to spend that time with mm-hmm. us. And as Simon said, we never did this for... Yes, we did. We did this for us, because we wanted to do it for us, but we realized that community is where it's at. Mm-hmm. I owe so much to the community. I'd argue that I owe my entire last 10, 15 years of my career to the community. And this was our way of giving back and being a part of that community, essentially putting our money where our mouths was, or both of us in this case. And I want to say a specific thank you for everything that you listeners have taught me mm-hmm. Simply by being a part of this podcast. And I also want to say a huge thank you to all our guests spent their time coming on and giving us a piece of their wisdom. So yeah, it's been one heck of a ride, and we're over time.
Yeah, and one last thing before we say goodbye. I would also like to do a shout out to everyone that's listening in the name of Tony.
Yes.
For everyone that's listening and are going to any conference, in particular Microsoft Ignite,
yep.
please have a fireball for Tony and send us pictures of that. That would be fantastic. Or if you prefer a non-alcoholic drink, please take a glass of milk and we'll call it a White Russian. The ones of you who know, you know.
Oh, God. That was a very good ending.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
And on that, it is time to sign off for the... I'm not going to say the last time, but the last time in this incarnation of the weekly podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we are not going to see you next week. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Native in Tech. Native in Tech is a weekly technology podcast hosted by Alexander Arvidsson, Simo Binder, and Heini Ilmarinen. If you have any feedback, questions, or would like to be part of an episode, please reach out to us on social media or via email at podcast@nativeintech.com.